a lot of useful things coming from space experiments, even going back to the Apollo days, starting with miniaturizing batteries. And think what we've done with small batteries, everything from cordless drills to the batteries in your cell phones. Over. When we return from microgravity, because we exercise every day, and in fact on my last flight I was stronger when I came back than before I left. Over. If there were a human mission to Mars, I would absolutely consider going. Over. Michelle, I think maybe one day, but certainly not with current technology. The distances are too far to get anywhere in a lifetime. Over. John, we exercise every day. We've got 3 exercise devices up here, a treadmill that we can run on an exercise bike, and then a machine that lets us do the equivalent of lifting weights. Over. Some people say that happens. I don't think it happens to me, and usually it happens to people they believe because of the fluid shifts, fluid going up into your head and giving you a stuffy nose. Over. Yes, while we're up here, we are able to communicate with family. We have email, we can make phone calls if the satellite hookups are right, and then about once a week we get a video conference with our family. Over. I was 4 years old when I decided I wanted to be an astronaut. That's when I saw people land on the moon the first time. Over. I was decided I wanted to be an astronaut when I was 4 years old. That is when I saw humans land on the moon. Over.